Welcome back to the Valley Outdoors. Glad you guys are hanging out no matter where it is. Boat, truck, car, living room, yard.
Hopefully in the boat.
Parachute, airplane. I don't know. Parachute? Where else you could be. Well, I'm thinking out of the box. Balloon? How about a balloon?
You're pushing it.
Well, all right, you know. somebody could be listening to us in a fighter aircraft. They could pull it up while they're going on a long-distance mission, and they could listen to us right now. If anybody is listening to us in any type of a military, you're in the military, and you're listening to us, send us a note to where, Don?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
TheValleyOutdoors.com, and we will give you props, and we may do something else. I'm not sure. I don't know what that would be, but we'll do something. Maybe do something else. Anyway, glad to have you guys with us. Please check us out. Where, Don?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
TheValleyOutdoors.com. And where else, Ava?
Facebook.
Almost got you on that one.
Almost.
Yep. It was the stutter step that lingers.
Facebook.
Yep, exactly. Yep. It's that
Got it.
What? So before break, I mentioned something regarding a real advocate in the outdoors as well as have been a friend of mine for many, many years. And his name is Tom Newstrom. We fortunately have the ability to have a little bigger voice than, you know, just somebody saying my thoughts and, you know, prayers go out to Newstrom's family because we have an audience here. If you know him or you knew him, I should say, and you have any ability to communicate through Facebook or otherwise, please reach out and give your condolences. Tom Newstrom was an outdoor gentleman from day one. He was one of the kindest people I've met that guided up in the Leech Lake area. Amazing person. Was part of the advocacy group that worked with a lot of the fishing programs. And he passed at the age of 77. He was a Hall of Fame fishing guide as well. 25 years that he had been in this particular case. Somebody had known Tom in the article, The Way It Goes. And he served on almost every committee, private or public, that he could. And he was a strong influence in the sport. And, you know, Don, when it comes to somebody, when you're in a committee, as you probably are aware, the people that are knowledgeable are the ones that kind of hang back, listen for a little bit, let people spout off, and then you come in and you say, okay, we need to look at this way. That was Tom. He was the calm, cool, collected guy, and
we've had him on the air here, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been a guest.
Yeah. He led the charge in the gross over-limit legislation, targeting a lot of the problems that were back in the poaching issues back in 01 and 02. He brought credibility to the discussion from former law enforcement officers' perspective. And he and other people really created task forces that were instrumental in stepping up poaching regulations and really holding people to the feet to the fire on those things. It's one of those sad things when you look at such an important advocate and voice. He had been part of the Chicago police force. He was a gunshot survivor, and he was also a deputy in the Itasca County Sheriff's Department. When it comes to fishing, that's the other part about it. He was amazing. Nothing less than amazing, but also an educator. And the last piece of this, in the education side of this, to be an educator at all ages is a talent that not everyone has. You need to address how you teach to the ages so the adults don't feel like they're dumb. The kids feel like they're being entertained. They don't know they're learning. And everybody else in between, they have a good time, but they're learning something at the same time. So, gonna miss him? Tough to say goodbye to somebody like that in the industry. So, Tom, you're gone, but you will never be forgotten, and we certainly appreciate everything you've done in and throughout your life. So, kudos and hats off to you and condolences to your family. So, okay. Moving on. We talked a little bit, brought it up, that there is a new sunscreen available, Don. You hear about this?
No, I haven't.
As you know, people in the outdoors, it can be a problem. I wear sunscreen literally four times a day. I pour it on my face. The challenge is when it gets hot, what ends up happening?
Well,
it runs down your face and into your eyeballs, and you can't see, and it's irritating. Well, there's also garments you can wear. You can wear the face masks people have. You have sleeves that you can wear. You wear long sleeve shirts. You can wear hoods, big brimmed hats. All those are important pieces of keeping yourself protected from the sun. And an article at Mike Schoonfeld is one of the guys. He's a contributor to the Outdoor News, and he's out of Michigan. And we've done a fair amount of covering articles that he's done, and give credit and kudos to all the elements, pieces, and parts that he does for Outdoor News. But in looking at some of these things, it's pretty incredible. The challenge when you have, I don't know if you ever worn a face mask, Don, you know, the UV face mask.
Nope.
The challenge is when it's hot like this, it's not comfortable. And you're sweating. You can't breathe. Your skin doesn't breathe, that you just sweat, right? So what's the alternative? Well, a new alternative is out. And one of the challenges with the existing sunscreens, there's a lot of people that can be allergic to sunscreen products, right? So the FDA just recently approved something called Bemetrazonol. Sunscreen ingredient that's cleared over-the-counter use in the U.S. since 1996. In most countries, sunscreens are registered as cosmetics, but unfortunately, the U.S. regulates them as drugs.
Sunscreen?
Yep. That means the U.S. requires more rigorous testing for those things. Although new to the U.S., the product has been issued and used in safety in Europe, Asia, Australia, and other regions since 2000. Some users have been smuggling it into the U.S. since then for personal use. They and other people are hailing Bemetrazonol, long overdue approval, and arrival in the U.S. sunscreen scene is something to behold. Most sunscreens leave a white cast on the skin. They almost look like if you use, what do you call that?
Cream.
Well, yeah, but what's the other thing that's got complete coverage? Anyway,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like in Australia, they wear the
oxide.
White.
It's something oxide.
Yeah.
Yep. So we do that in winter. If it's out west and you're just like, I need no sun at all because you get pelted with the sun. Anyway, so when you have that, obviously it looks like you're wearing sunscreen and it's not good. Other sunscreens, you put it on, you got to rub it in order to make sure it soaks in. Either way, it's in the skin and doing its job. Once it's in the skin, it sweats back out and it's absorbed into the bloodstream. You have to apply it every couple hours for optimal effect, right? That's what we're talking about. You got to spray it on because you'll sweat it out and whatever else. Well, this particular drug, Bemetrazonol molecules, they hit the surface of the skin, and rather than being readily absorbed into the bloodstream on the surface of the skin, it doesn't really degrade in the sun as happens with other chemical sunscreens. This particular photostability means it can last well over 4 hours rather than having to be applied more frequently. I like it. The drug stands out because it blocks both UVA and UVB. They thought that only UVB rays were dangerous because they cause sunburn, but UVA also damages the skin. Even though UVB has a shorter wavelength, has more energy, UVA can penetrate the skin more deeply. UV rays are much less harmful to the skin, but they'll still cause wrinkling, aging, and other elements. So this particular drug was only legalized in the U.S. a few weeks ago. So few Americans made, there's very little sunscreen that's obviously been made with it yet. However, several brands of foreign-made Bimatrazinol sunscreens are now available on Amazon and other websites that you can find it. I don't know if the gentleman says, I don't know if the fish can smell the drug, but however they, it will react, how they will react with it. But now I'm just going to got to try it. It's definitely less greasy and less impactful. You just wash your hands. Just keep washing your hands. And once you spray it on or apply it, and you're going to be solid. So again, the name of the drug is Bimatrazinol. Or Bimatrazinol.
Try saying that.
And put the emphasis on the other syllable. That might work. But yeah, new drug. I think that could be entertaining.
Entertaining or game changing?
Game changing.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I don't know. I personally don't use a lot of sunscreen. So.
Oh.
I do. I fry.
I cook.
Yep.
I'm welcome to Norwegian.
Mm-hmm. German.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
I'm both.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Don, you had a story that we're going to bring up and have a quick talk about it. I thought it was not just a little short story. So we're going to bring others on that I know are heavily involved with this piece. Fill us in.
I believe this this was a news conference that happened this past Wednesday, I believe. And I happened to catch it on YouTube Live. And it was a news conference with the Secretary of the Interior, Doug Burgum, and the governors from Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. And what they were there to announce is that the grizzly bear had been taken off the Endangered Species Act. Evidently, it's been 50 years. I think originally they figured there was 200 grizzly left in the lower 40, 48. And now there's over 20,000. And they're just having a lot of
issues,
interactions with them. And so that what, in essence, they will be doing, from what I gathered from the time that I was able to listen to it, is that the management of grizzlies will be done by the states going forward. Now, when this actually transpires, it's in a month or whatever. When this.
So what I the other part that came up before, Don, I think that was one of these things where they wanted to introduce grizzlies to other states as well. And I know that Washington was a big one. And friends of the show, Tom Nelson and Joey Pyburn, they've got a show out in Seattle.
Yep.
It's a ESPN show, The Outdoor Line. And they've been heavily involved with this. They've been on Fox News, Jesse Waters. They're talking about how they wanted to, people wanted to introduce grizzlies, more grizzlies into Washington in areas where it's heavy recreational use, meaning biking, hiking, and other things. Whether or not you think it's, oh, but it was that way back when?
I think it sounded to me like it was even a lot more than human interaction.
Impacting
it's,
wildlife.
Just the wildlife aspect of
imbalance.
It.
Imbalance.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, they're a mainline predator, and they can pretty much take down anything they want. And
yep.
I think it's affected. I mean, I got to believe that they got to be thinking about the wolves as well.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down the line. I mean, I didn't hear anything about that in this conference. It was primarily, and they were really very, very positive about it. It's a celebration, is the way they presented it, when you get to the point where you can take a species off the endangered species list. So, I mean, that's a great thing to have happen.
That's success.
Yes, that is success. So that was a brief, we'll get more detail on it, I think.
Yeah, we'll have those guys on. They've been big proponents of having some type of controls that there have not been.
Yeah.
And this is a move in the right direction, I think, to a excessive degree that, and I shouldn't say excessive, the correct degree. And it's been, I think, overdue. And I know friends that have gone out elk hunting, and they said, bring your shotgun, bring your pistol, and it used to be bring a can of bear spray. Now they're like, three cans of bear spray, making sure you have the right set of ammunition for the shotgun, and the same with the pistol that is a revolver, so there's no misfires. I mean, it's that dramatic a difference.
Yeah. You know, I've talked to some hunters that have been out in Wyoming. They're very uncomfortable in certain areas, bow hunting.
You're quietly approaching.
Yeah.
You have to be close, and unfortunately,
they can, I mean, as big animals they are, they can surprise you pretty quick.
Well, you're out there gutting an elk or a mule deer or whatever, and yeah, if you're alone,
bad deal. A bow won't do you any good.
No. And those are the guys that they're having to carry sidearms, and they're having to carry extra other things. But again, being aware of that, it's a struggle for the guys I know that I talk to that go out every year.
Yeah,
their camps, they've had to change how they deal with their camp. They've had to put wires further out from
even
the camp.
When I was in Idaho, they were putting electric fences around the camp.
Yep.
Back then, and then they tie horses up on the perimeter too to
alert.
A rope, so they can move if they need to.
Yep.
Because they can kick pretty good, but they said if the horses get restless in the middle of the night,
they know something's going on.
Well, they wanted you to know.
Yeah. Put the bells on there and everything else, right?
Yep.
Dick's on a whole new meaning of, yeah, we'll be showing up with bells on. Nope, that's let us know you're there is what that comes down to. So, well, tell you what, that's a wrap for the show, everybody. Don, thanks for coming in today. I love to have you coming in. You know, good to have you around.
Actually, I'm going to be busy coming up here, too.
So don't expect him anymore.
Yeah. For a while. Okay, that means he's gone for a while. Yeah, he's playing a vanishing act.
Yep.
Yes. Ava, good to see you as well.
Thanks.
And out there, you guys, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. If there's anything you want to see here or otherwise have us discuss, please feel free. Get a hold of us on our where, Don?
TheValleyOutdoors.com. There's a way to message us.
That's exactly right. So feel free to do so. Pictures, keep those cards and letters coming. And again, if you're a military and you guys are out flying a jet and listening to us, send us a photo. That would be awesome. Have a great one. For the Valley Outdoors, we are out. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.